Polymarket seeks CFTC approval to bring Main Exchange back to U.S. Polymarket is formally seeking approval from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission to operate its main exchange in the United States, Bloomberg reported on April 28, 2026. The filing, surfaced by CoinDesk and Cointelegraph, would mark the first time U.S. users could legally trade Polymarket's full event contract catalog since the platform settled with the same regulator nearly 4 years ago. The company has not published the application itself. Public detail so far comes from Bloomberg sourcing and confirmation across crypto media, with Polymarket leaning on the QCX derivatives venue it acquired earlier in the year to create a CFTC-registered home for its order book. A path back through QCX Polymarket's regulatory standing in the U.S. has been frozen since January 2022, when the CFTC fined the company $1.4 million and required it to wind down trading for U.S. persons. The platform restructured offshore, restricted access by IP and KYC, and built a Polygon-based market that has run for years without formal U.S. authorization. That changed when Polymarket bought QCEX, a small designated contract market and derivatives clearing organization already licensed by the CFTC. The acquisition gave the company a chartered legal vehicle without the multi-year application process and turned the question from, can Polymarket get a license, into, will the CFTC approve listing its event contracts on a venue it already oversees? What the CFTC actually has to decide? Approval is not automatic. The CFTC has to evaluate whether Polymarket's contracts qualify as legitimate event derivative products rather than gambling, and whether existing surveillance, custody, and customer protection rules at QCEX are sufficient for the volumes Polymarket would funnel through it. The agency has historically split hairs between elections, sports, and economic events when ruling on similar filings from Kalshi. Polymarket also has to slot in alongside parallel pressure on the regulator. State attorneys general, including 37 that backed New York's filing earlier this month, argue prediction market contracts should fall under state gambling jurisdiction. The CFTC has defended its preemptive role in court, and any approval order will be read as another step in that fight. Why the timing matters. Polymarket has spent 2026 expanding its surface area in anticipation of a return. The company is also part of a joint plan with Kalshi to list crypto perpetual futures on U.S. regulated venues, signaling that the strategy now extends well beyond election markets. Trading volumes have stayed sticky offshore, even with U.S. users walled off. Bringing those users back onto a CFTC-supervised venue would let Polymarket compete head-to-head with Kalshi for the sportsbook-adjacent and macro event flow that has driven prediction market growth over the last 18 months. It would also reset competitive pressure on broker-dealers and crypto exchanges that have started flirting with event contracts. A CFTC-approved Polymarket is harder to ignore than an offshore one. What is still unclear, the application specifics, including which contract categories Polymarket is asking to list first and what timeline it has proposed, have not been disclosed. Bloomberg's reporting is the only public account so far. Polymarket has not issued a formal statement, and the CFTC does not comment on pending applications. Until either side breaks silence, the size of the relaunch and the contract scope are open questions.